five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll roll with Tim Collins and Engine Company 209 to a night alarm, a false alarm, one of a series of false alarms planned by Polecat and Scrubby to square their grudge with Tim Collins and the fire department. But before we join Tim, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Box 112, the fire alarm box at the mouth of the alley behind Foynihan's Grill. As you remember, the two hoodlums, Polecat and Scrubby, have just pulled a false alarm. The time is 12 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning. The night is pitch black, and as Polecat and Scrubby in their fast car escape from the scene... we hear Tim Collins and Engine 209 with two other engines and a ladder truck rolling to the scene. First to reach the spot is 209. And as Lieutenant Greenspan swings down from the cab, he calls...
Collins!
Yes, sir!
You men spread out! Find that fire!
Okay, Lieutenant. Rocky, take a look down that alley.
Hey, Lieutenant.
What's in your mind, Gallagher?
I got a feeling this is a phony.
False alarm. Think so myself. Nobody here at the box to show us the way.
Nobody yelling, no signs of life. It's a phony, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Greenspan!
It is Captain Birch off the hook and ladder.
Right here, Captain.
No signs of fire. It's a false alarm.
Looks like a fake, Lieutenant.
Captain Birch!
You!
False alarm! We'll check up. You might as well roll back to quarters.
Right, Lieutenant. Your baby. Okay, boys. Back up
the floor. Still no trace of fire, Collins?
No, sir. Not a spark, Lieutenant.
All right, man, let's get back to bed.
Aye, sir. All set back here.
All set, Gallagher. Let's go home.
Yes, sir. Anybody that pulls a false alarm in the middle of the night.
Or any time at all, Gallagher. Only a rat pulls a false alarm any time at all.
But the middle of the night. What time is it, Lieutenant?
12 minutes to 1 the alarm came in.
Say 4 minutes we put in running up and down that alley and such.
Well, let's see. By my watch, it's 6 to 1, Gonigal.
What a time of night to pull a false alarm.
Well, don't let it get you down. You'll be back in your cot and out like a light before the church clock strikes 1.
The one I'd like to strike, that's the guy to pull that box 112. Hey, don't you get it, Lieutenant? The one I'd like to strike.
I get it, Gonigal, I get it. Brother, false alarms are bad enough, but jokes like that, oof. 1 o'clock in the morning? Have a heart, will you?
Here we are, fellas, back at the firehouse.
Get that door open, Collins.
Okay, Lieutenant. All right, Gonigal, back into the garage. Hold it! Hey, hold it, Gonigal!
What do you make it, Collins?
116.
That's for us, boys. Climb on.
116. That's the other end of our district.
All set back there.
All set.
Give him the gun, Gonigal.
Oh, good grief. Can't be another false alarm. Not again.
It can't be another false alarm, Tim says. But it can, and it is. Polecat and Scrubby, the vengeful hoodlums, have pulled box 116. Miles away from the scene of their first criminal exploit. When the angry men of Company 209 realize what is going on.
Two false alarms inside 12 minutes. Oh, when I get my hands on the rat who did it, I...
Hands my foot, Lieutenant. Wait till I part his hair with a pickaxe.
That's another fake, Lieutenant. They timed us to catch us just as we got back to quarters.
Somebody will pay for this. All right, men, take your places.
And you said I'd be reposing in my little cot, all cuddled up by 1 o'clock. It ain't fair.
All right, skip it, Gonigal. Let's get back to quarters.
more. Soon after the now raging firemen returned to quarters, the great gong that sounds alarms tapped in during the night rings out.
"113! That's us again, back where we started from.
It may be a fake, but we gotta go. Let's roll!"
No, Lieutenant, say it can't be so.
115. That's us again, way across the district.
All right, boys, we gotta go. Any alarm, maybe this one might be the real thing.
Come along, my gallant fire laddies. Leave us take another ride.
All right, let's go. You'd better not kid the boys this time of night, Gonigo. It's too good a night for a murder.
Coming in, Lieutenant. Box 115, and same as usual, nobody in sight.
Yeah, no signs of fire, but we can't take a chance. We gotta look around. All right, pull up here, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
All right, men, same as usual, if there's a fire, find it.
And if you see anybody moving, grab him. Come on, boys, pan out.
Hey, Lieutenant. Something funny.
Oh, Gonigal, any more of your crack?
No, no, Lieutenant, not funny funny. It's peculiar funny, you know what I mean? Where's the other companies?
Engine 207 and 205. Yeah, you're right. Where are they?
And them hook and ladder guys. How about them, huh?
They must have rolled on this alarm. They're first due, same as we are. Gonigal, you got something. That's peculiar.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
All right, Matt, come on in. Come on in, report.
Lieutenant, hold it.
Now what?
Look, down the street. See there, down the street?
Now, one of the men coming back. Hooksy Collins. What about
him? No, in that alley Hooksy's just coming to. See, in the alley?
Yeah, somebody moving.
That's our man, Lieutenant. The guy that's pulling these false alarms.
Collins, in the alley. Get that man in the alley.
Right.
Come on, Gonigal.
It's a pleasure.
Stand still.
Collins! Collins, are you out of your head?
Chief Cody.
Hold everything, sir. Chief.
Give him to me. Let me get my hand.
Gonigal, come on out. It's Chief Cody.
Oh. How you doing, Chief?
Yeah. As well as could be expected on a night like this.
I trust Hooksy didn't rough you up too much.
Don't worry about me, Gonigal. Who's standing by your engine?
Oh, me, sir. I can take a hint, sir. I'm practically there.
Lieutenant, what's your slant on this outbreak of false alarms?
Oh, this is no joke, sir. Somebody's working a pretty rotten game on us. These false alarms are timed carefully to tap in just as we get back to quarters. Or worse, just as the boys get back into bed.
Right. Somebody knows that alarms at intervals of 8 to 10 minutes. Well, more important, here's how I'm handling it.
Well, there's a prowl car, Chief. A police car pulling up by the engine.
Good. I've got the police out. Two patrol cars assigned to cut back and forth across the district.
Whoever's doing this must have a fast car. He's pulling boxes that are miles apart.
It isn't he. It's they.
Polecat and Scrubby.
What's that?
Yeah, those two thugs, Lieutenant. The men in that fast car that tried to cut across in front of the engine a while back.
I think you're right, Collins.
You mean those two are pulling these false alarms to get even? Because you had to get tough with them, Collins, huh?
They were in hot water already, Lieutenant. If they get away with this, they'll duck out of town till it blows over.
Why, those rats keeping three engines and a ladder truck rolling all night.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir?
You're handling these runs alone, Lieutenant Greenspan. I've given special orders to engines 205 and 207. They're to stand by unless you tap in for support.
And my company rolls on all alarms, and if we find a fire instead of a fake...
You tap in at the nearest box for the other engines. The same for the hook and ladder.
I get it, Chief. Come on, Collins, back to the engine and back to quarters.
Yes, sir. By now, the next alarm must be waiting for us.
Just keep rolling, boys. It's tough, but those rats will pay for their fun.
As soon as engine 209 is rolled away, Chief Cody walks back to the mouth of the alley where Tim Collins discovered him. He waves a signal with his electric torch and waits for his car to emerge from the shadows.
All right, Vito. Pull up alongside that police car waiting for us there at the call box. All right, lead the way, officer. Show me where those rats live, and we'll start trailing them from there.
Keep us in sight, Chief.
All right, Vito. Keep those officers in sight. We'll find out if those two, Polecat and Scrubby, are home in bed where they ought to be. But if they aren't, when I find them, they'll get the trouble they're begging for.
Now Chief Cody is taking a hand in the game. While Tim Collins and Company 209 still roll on every alarm, just in case one call might be a real call for help, Chief Cody is spreading a net to entrap the two hoodlums, Polecat and Scrubby. For the climax of this thrilling chase through the night, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Here I am again, your friend Chief Cody. And I want to repeat something every firefighter knows, that pulling a false alarm is a contemptible, low-down trick. It cannot be excused, not for any reason whatsoever. Anyone, grown up or child, who pulls a false alarm must be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I know you agree with us, firefighters, about that, and I hope you can pass the word along. Don't let any of your friends get the idea that pulling a false alarm is a joke. That's all for now. We'll get together again soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.